I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 11th. There are 40 active cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. That's up slightly from yesterday. The death toll of 135 has remained unchanged for over 2 weeks. There have been a total of 1,466 cases of the virus in Quincy and 1,239 recoveries. The statewide total is now over 112,000. Joe Jackson will become the new Quincy Fire Chief today. The mayor's office says the acting portion of Jackson's title will be removed today. Jackson has been serving as acting chief since Jack Cadigan retired in February after 2 years as chief and 35 years with the Quincy Fire Department. Other promotions in the fire department are expected later this week. This week, the Quincy School Committee will decide what classes will look like next month and also select a new superintendent. The committee will meet Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening to interview the remaining two finalists for superintendent. Also on Thursday, back-to-school plans will be finalized that may include some in-person and some remote learning. Friday, a vote will be taken on the new superintendent. The nonprofit Quincy College Trust will award full scholarships to up to 25 new full-time students this fall. The trust says the scholarships will cover tuition, books, and supplies, and students who maintain a 2.5 grade point average or better and meet other criteria will receive the same scholarship in the spring. 74-year-old Kevin Loring is charged with robbing another homeless man at knife point in Quincy early today. Police say Loring pulled a knife on the victim outside of the original Dunkin' Donuts on the Southern Artery at 4 a.m. The victim was not hurt, and Loring is charged with armed assault with intent to rob. The Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Tuesday at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 11th.